103.9 FM, KNZA.
Rooted in tradition, but always looking forward. That means that while we are always focused on delivering the latest advancements to our customers, we are grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of our business. Each of our 8 branches has its own community history while enjoying the advances we can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank, we celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. Thank you for your business. Union State Bank, NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Storms rolling in from the west. Time to call Roy or Eric at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. They can provide immediate hail coverage on your growing crops over your federal multi-peril through Farmers Mutual Hail. You heard it right. Immediate, no waiting 2 hours or till midnight for your coverage to attach. Call Kansas Insurance today to learn more. 785-284-7611. Put it in your phone. 785-284-7611.
Do you know Highland Community College has been ranked first in student success among all 19 Kansas community colleges for 2 years in a row? Join the nearly 3,000 other students who made the best choice at Highland Community College. Choose a traditional college experience by living in apartment-style housing in Highland, or choose more hands-on technical training by enrolling at the tech centers in Atchison or the Western Center in Baileyville. Need flexible hours? Online classes are also available. Summer and fall enrollment is going on now, so start here and go anywhere. Apply at highlandcc.edu. Choose success. Choose Highland Community College.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
Kansaland Radio.
We welcome you back here on KNZA, our American Legion baseball coverage brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. They are locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. And also want to thank Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. We're coming up on game number 2 of our doubleheader tonight and round number 1 of this Zone 3 American Legion Baseball Tournament. Corning a win 15-5 in game 1 over Doniphan County. Seneca and Hiawatha in the nightcap. And the lineups in the first pitch is coming up next.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring.
And exotic animal mascots to help grab your attention.
In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
Don Fate in Holton. Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter insurance agents.
Are you looking for compassionate and comprehensive medical care for your family? Look no further than Sabetha Community Hospital and Sabetha Family Practice. Our dedicated team is committed to providing quality health care services, from delivering precious newborns to caring for aging patients. From preventative exams to outpatient services, we're here for you every step of the way. Visit SabethaHospital.com for a complete list of our services. Committed to care, Sabetha Community Hospital, your health, our priority.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call in, carry out, or eat in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
KNZA.
American Legion Baseball on KNZA as we get set for our nightcap, just shy of 9 o'clock. So we going into the night here in Seneca as they take on Hiawatha. Again, Brandon Tamman alongside Crendon Prophet, Captain Kirk Kilman, we appreciate it very much. Corning a victory over Doniphan County in Game 1. That was a 15-5 final in 6 innings. And now we get the 2-3 matchup with the 2-seed Hiawatha post 66 and the 3-seed Seneca post 21. Let's get you the lineups, and we'll start with Seneca. Although we are on their home field, with them being the lower seed, Seneca will be the away team officially in this matchup tonight. Evan Overding will lead it off. He'll be at second base. Cooper Kramer follows, batting second and at shortstop. Reese Garrity, the DH, he bats third. Jonah Dieters at first. He'll bat fourth. Caden Peterson, the right fielder, batting fifth. Camden Schmitz bats sixth. He'll be at third. Jack Mackey is catching and batting seventh. Carter Hike in center field batting eighth. And Caleb Strathman, the left fielder, batting ninth with Reed McKee on the bump for Seneca. So again, Overding, Kramer, Garrity, Dieters, Peterson, Schmitz, Mackey, Hike, Strathman, and McKee on the bump. For Hiawatha, post 66, Josh Smith will lead it off. He'll be at second base. Cooper Jacobson follows. He'll be pitching. Ashton Rocky batting third and in center field. Sam Dunn, the shortstop, batting fourth. Caden Smith bats fifth. He'll be at first base. Cooper Wishrup, the catcher, batting sixth. Gannon Becker, he'll bat seventh and be at third base. Camden Thonin in right field, batting eighth. And also Peyton Teal, batting ninth and in left field. So again, for Hiawatha, Josh Smith at second. Jacobson pitching. Rocky in center. Dunn at short. Caden Smith at first. Wishrup catching. Becker at third. Thonin in right. Teal is in left. Again, Brandon, Crinden, Kurt, all with you. Thank you very much. As we get set for this one, Hiawatha, the two seed, they are the home squad in this one tonight. So it's going to be Cooper Jacobson, very solid pitcher on the bump, as he will take on Evan Overding, Cooper Kramer, and Reese Garrity. Well, how about these two of the top teams again? Once again, 2 and 3 seeds here. They have played four times. They have each won twice.
Yeah, they've, as you just mentioned, played four times already. Hiawatha took the first two games. They lost the last two games that followed after that. Between those games, three of them were decided within one run. It was only the first game that was decided within more than that. It was a 5-2 victory for Hiawatha. So to say these two teams kind of go, you know, match for match with each other, that's an understatement to say. These teams are going to fight hard. We saw a great game in the first game. I know it was 15-5, but it was long, and both those teams fought hard. There was a lot of steals, a lot of walks, a lot of hits, a lot of runs. So coming into this game, game number two here at the nightcap, well, it's going to be probably a big one here too, and it all comes down to, well, who's going to start the game? So is it going to be Evan Overding up at the bat, or is it going to be Jacobson at the pitch?
All right, here we go. Well, it was 82, feeling like 85, first pitch of game one tonight. Well, for game two, 74 feels like 72. It is a perfect evening. As the sun has set, the lights are on. Jacobson's first pitch runs inside, and they say it clipped Overding. So one pitch, he is hit by it, and a leadoff base runner for Seneca post 21.
Well, I mean, for Overding, I don't think the way you want to reach base is getting hit, but at least you earn the opportunity off the first pitch to reach base.
Well, Seneca, base runner on to begin the game. Nobody outs. Here is Cooper Kramer, the shortstop, batting from the left side. Seneca with a record of 11-6, 10-4 during league play. First pitch outside for ball one. As you mentioned again, this is the fifth meeting between these two this summer. The four other meetings in this month of July, three of the four decided by one run, as Crinden mentioned. So these two teams have played four very competitive matchups, and all have been close. And now the fifth one, at least to this point, the most important of them all. Two balls, no strikes, Jacobson's pitch, and it kicks away from the catcher in Wishrup. And that allows Overding to take second base without a throw. The wild pitch puts Overding into scoring position with nobody out. Now the count 3-0 on Kramer. So right now, Seneca post 21 off to a pretty good start here. The 3-0 count and a runner on.
Well, Kramer can be real patient here. He can take the walk or go for a nice hit.
And he takes one just a touch high for ball four. So one pitch to Overding, hits him, and then four pitches by Jacobson after that, all missing the zone, and a four-pitch walk. So second and first now, two on, nobody out. Here is the DH and Reese Garrity. Seneca last time out, they played Doniphan County on Sunday, a 10-8 final. They won that one. They have had quite a few games postponed, and now we get another pitch that misses the zone to Garrity, and we already get a meeting on the hill here for Hiawatha. So Jacobson, we've seen him pitch a lot over the years and has been pretty surefire, but right now he just cannot find the zone.
Well, just a little off to a rough start, obviously. He had the 4-0 walk against Cooper Kramer, and then obviously the hit by pitch. So technically he hasn't thrown a strike yet, so he's still trying to look for that sweet spot. So he's going to try to work his way into the zone, just has to control the fastball.
Inconsistent pitching was certainly a storyline in the first game in which Corning won. Both teams certainly had their struggles with a lot of walks issued, and that is carried over to the start of the nightcap. Two on, nobody out, a hit batter and a walk, and now a 1-0 count on Garrity. And another one high and missing the zone. Two balls and no strikes here with Dieters due up next. So Seneca, an opportunity to get on the board here early.
Yeah, we saw six pitchers within the first four innings of game number one for anyone who was able here to catch that.
Another pitch missing high, 3-0. Jacobson still unable to find the strike zone. He hits the first batter, Olberding, on one pitch. He walks Kramer on four pitches, and now Garrity has worked a 3-0 count. There's a called strike. Just got it on the inside corner, and now 3-1. So as a pitcher, you just had to get that first one out of the way. Let's see if it kind of opens things up here for Jacobson as Seneca tries to get on the board here on their home field, although they are the away team in this matchup tonight. And the next pitch, outside, ball four. So, the bases are loaded with nobody out. And the absolute definition of the cleanup hitter is on with Jonah Dieters stepping in with the bases loaded and nobody out.
Yeah, Dieters is a great position here to do some great janitorial work. Clean up, just try to get as many runners as you can in.
Well, the infield is in here as Jacobson fires, and a rocket shot right through the hole and out into center field for a base knock. One run is in, two runs will score, and how about the leadoff walks doing the damage for Seneca? A two RBI single right up the middle for Jonah Dieters, and Seneca takes a 2-0 lead.
That's why I call them the cleanup hitter. They're there in the order for a reason, to get anyone on base in. That time, Jonah Dieters takes a great opportunity to score two runs off an RBI single.
So a 2-0 start, still nobody out. First pitch runs inside to Caden Peterson, the right fielder. Jumps in front, one ball, no strikes. Garrity stopped at second. He is there. Dieters at first base. Two on, nobody out. 2-0 our score, just getting going. Now a hard shot to the right side. Could be two to second for one. On to first, low throw, and it gets away. So one out recorded, but a run is in on the throwing error. Boy, that would have been real nice for Hiawatha if they could turn two. They get Dieters out at second, but the exchange to first, that throw by the shortstop in Dunn, gets away.
Yeah, it was going to set up to be a 4-6 three double play. A really good setup there on the toss pass up to Teal. Or excuse me, not Teal, but Dunn.
So three runs in, one out and one on. And here is Camden Schmitz, the third baseman, who takes a called strike number one. Bats from the left side, up in the box. Next pitch, by Jacobson, a called strike, and he quickly jumps in front, 0-2. First time, and now six batters here in the first that Jacobson has worked two strikes in a count. But Seneca has jumped out to a 3-0 lead, and that next pitch runs inside and hits him.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Right when you thought you were getting in groove, you just missed the beat and walk the runner, or not walk the runner, but hit him.
So he has hit two batters and has walked two. And the only other two plate appearances were a two RBI single and an error. Two on, one out. And here's Jack Mackey. Takes one inside for ball one.
Oh, Jack Mackey, he was just 2 inches away from getting hit by a real close fastball inside.
Well, I just have seen Jacobson pitch a lot over the last couple of years, and might just be the most kind of inconsistent, at least to start. He has just struggled to find the strike zone. He gets a call there. It's one ball, one strike, but three runs have scored and still only one out with two on.
We saw that last week with Christian McCaffrey up at Sabetha, too, when he was pitching.
And there is a looper out into shallow left center field. It drops in for a hit, and one run is in. Another productive at bat. It's an RBI single for Mackey, and it's now 4-0 Seneca.
Yeah, great hit right between center and left field. Was able to drive in the run.
And Camden Schmitz will stop at second base. And it looks like we'll get a courtesy runner for Seneca for Mackey at first base. And that's Aiden Feldkamp who's going to be running for Mackey. So first and second, still one out four of the first five have played it for Seneca, and they jump out to a 4-0 lead. And a chance still for more. The pitch. First one high and outside to Carter Hike. Quarterback for the defending 2A state champions in football, back-to-back champs in Nemaha Central. They will be a heavy favorite to maybe go along for a three-peat here in 2024. Of course, we're excited for football, but, well, the theme continues as the pitching struggles tonight, really for all sides, continues, and we get our first pitching change here with just one out in the top of the first. We'll tell you about it after a timeout, with Seneca leading 4-0.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
Kime Fiesta Cefeta is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeFiesta.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Cefeta. We make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that'll fix it right and fast. Floyd's Truck Repair. On the road or in the field, Floyd's Mobile Repair Unit will get you up and going with an experienced staff and the parts and equipment to fix any problem. Floyd's Truck Repair. At the junction of Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
Well, now what you want to see early on in a game, just one out in the top of the first inning, and Hiawatha has already had to make a pitching change here as Ashton Rocky takes over for Cooper Jacobson. As we're trying to get the defensive alignments, it will look like Jacobson now will just go out into center field and just essentially swap spots with Rocky. So Jacobson records just one out, four runs, and three of which have been earned, two walks. He hit two batters, and he's responsible for the two base runners on. Seneca leads it 4-0, still only one out in the top of the first. I don't think Hiawatha wanted to make this change early, and now Hike sends it out into center field, and it drops in front of Jacobson for a hit. They'll stop the runner at third, so the bases are loaded with still one out. And Hike comes through with a single.
Well, I was going to say that it's a great thing Rocky's coming in. I've seen him have a lot of great games throughout the year. I mean, at least he was at least finding the strike zone there, but unfortunately, just a really nice pickup for the hit. Out to, again, between left and center field. Just a good hit by Carter Hike.
Well, Seneca is on the verge of really blowing this game open early, as they have scored four, bases loaded, still one out. That run, or I should say, the runners at second and third are Jacobson's responsibility. The infield playing in, and a ground ball to the right side, just barely foul. That could have cleared the bases as Strathman, boy, he needed about 6 inches more to the left, and that could have been a bases-clearing potential double. But it's going to be one ball and one strike here on number nine in the order, and Caleb Strathman, the left fielder, in. And the bases are loaded, still only one out. Peters drove in two with a single. Mackey drove in one with a single. Garrity also scored on an error. Now this one is hit well down the left field line, coming on, and it drops in front of the left fielder in Teal. Everyone had to wait a second, but everyone scores and advances. Or I say everyone advancing with one scoring. They had to wait to make sure that Teal didn't make the catch. It dropped right in front of him. It's now 5-0 on Strothman's RBI.
So that was another hit that almost could have went out of bounds, but it strayed right in there from that left stripe going right down. And now we're already back to the top of the batting order in just the first inning for Seneca. It's back to Evan Olberding, who got this thing started off with a hit by pitch.
Yeah, took one pitch and was clipped on the left side. Now he reaches for this one. Could be a double play to second for one. On to first, low throw is in time. And Hiawatha turns an absolutely needed 6-4-3 DP to end the frame. But Seneca jumps out. They send 11, or correction, 10 to the plate. They score 5. We've played half an inning. 5-0.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Hi, this is Doug Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ads, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our fresh meat and produce department. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, Seneca gets a great start to this one tonight as they score 5 in the first inning. Notable hits, Jonah Dieters, a 2-RBI single, Jack Mackey, an RBI single, Caleb Strathman, an RBI single as well. Hiawatha had to go to the bullpen early. It's not what you want to see in what is the opening round matchup of this double elimination tournament. Zone number 3, American Legion Baseball. It's brought to you by ConTS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. And Holthouse Auto House in Fairview, how many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today? So 5 runs, 4 hits, and 2 left on base. And the first pitch to Josh Smith by Seneca's Reed McKee is a called strike, and the bottom of the first is underway. So Hiawatha, they got some work to do as they get down 5-0 before their first at bat.
Well, we've seen Josh Smith as a leadoff before. He's even hit a home run off the first pitch. So we'll see what he can do here for Hiawatha to get things started here for the Hiawatha Braves.
Well, he's jumped out to a 2-1 count, so the advantage, at least right now, on Reed McKee. The righty for Seneca fires, and it's a called strike, knee-high fastball, and it's 2-2. So again, Seneca, we're playing in Seneca on their home field, but Hiawatha is the higher seed, so the home team in this matchup tonight. Another fastball just missing outside, and Smith works it full at 3-2. Cooper Jacobson follows, Ashton Rocky after that here in the bottom of the first inning. And there is a swing and a miss. Ball gets away. They got to complete it down. It's a little wide throw, and he's going to be safe. So it's a strikeout, but Smith is on at first. Got under the glove of the catcher in Mackey, and his throw to first to try to complete the out was wide, and Dieters just couldn't keep his foot on the bag to get that out recorded. So, it is a strikeout, but no outs on the board. First pitch is a called strike here to Cooper Jacobson, who started on the bump, recorded one out, gave up 4 runs and 2 hits, and was pulled for Rocky. There's a throw to first, and back in safely. No balls, 1 strike here on Jacobson. Seneca out to a 5-0 lead here in the home first. A lefty in Jacobson. Pitches outside for a ball. Throw to second. Stolen base is not in time. Just got past the tag. That was a great throw by Mackey, the catcher, but Smith, a stolen base.
Well, we saw plenty of stolen base in the last game, so we'll see if that trend continues here. Josh Smith is first stolen base of the game.
Well, not sure if anyone's going to match 7 stolen bases that Dustin Beach had in the loss, but there's a pitch missing high. 2-1 now on Cooper Jacobson. Hiawatha gets a runner at second base, nobody out. Here in the bottom of the first inning, there's a called strike on the inside corner, now 2-2. Ashton Rocky up next. Well, Hiawatha, 22-9. They had a very good summer. Lost to Corning in the championship game on Sunday. There's a called strike number 3. Jacobson down looking for out number 1. Well, that's the second strikeout for McKee, but again, only one out recorded. So here's Rocky. One out, one on. Seneca leading 5-0. McKee out of the stretch and fires. Nearly hit him inside, but missing. One ball, no strikes. Well, Hiawatha went to the state tournament two summers ago, back in 2022. That was in Topeka. That was a tournament that had a little bit of controversy with tie-breaking rules. It didn't go in Hiawatha's favor, but had a great year. One ball, one strike. They were 15-12 that year. 10-6 last year. There's a pitch that gets away. And Smith on the wild pitch moves up to third in the count now 2-1 on Rocky. So a chance to at least get one back. That's what we saw Doniphan County at least try to do in that first game. They got behind big, kind of chipped away, ultimately didn't complete a comeback, but can't get two until you get one. And there's a pitch that misses high, and it's now 3-1. Josh Smith at third base. A couple of strikeouts here in the inning for McKee, but only one out on the board. Sam Dunn due up next, and now a rocket shot. Finds the hole and out into left field for an RBI. So Hiawatha, good start. They get one back at least. Now 5-1.
Good shot out to left field, and also credit there to Josh Smith, who stayed patient there on third base to make sure that he had the room to run home. He saw it. Green light, went, got the first run on the board for Hiawatha.
Here's the cleanup man, shortstop, and it's Sam Dunn. Pitches a called strike. The throw is wide, gets out into center field, and Rocky takes off for third. Throw is going to be a little bit tardy, and it's backed up. Rocky steals second and then takes third on the throwing error.
Tell you what, Rocky was really lucky on that throw to second base. He was about probably maybe a half a foot away from getting his head hit by the throw 2 seconds on the trying to catch the steal. So it was offline about to the right side, which allowed Rocky to go from second to third base. He almost had a chance to even go to home, but didn't think he had enough running room.
And McKee had the backup there. 0-1 the count. And now a little bit outside. 1-1 here on Sam Dunn. Runner at third and one out. 5-1. Seneca leading, but Hiawatha has got one on the board and a chance for at least another. The only one out in the inning. Here's a nice fastball that swung on and missed by Dunn. 1-2. Caden Smith due up next.
Well, even if you get a productive out here, it still could, you know, help your team get a good run.
Next pitch, a little bit inside, and evens up 2-2. Hiawatha, 22 wins, the most of any in the league. And now a hard hit shot to the left side. The play is going to be throw home, the tag, and it pops out, and the runner is safe. It was executed perfectly until the tag was applied by Mackey, and it popped out of his glove. Everybody is safe, an infield hits, and an RBI as Rocky scores, and it's now 5-2.
Yeah, what a great effort there from Ash and Rocky getting in there. I saw even a nice little high five on his teammates, and dust just went everywhere. He was absolutely covering it on a slide to the home plate.
So here's Caden Smith. One on, still one out. It's now 5-2. The Keys pitch is a swing and a miss, 4-1. So Dunn at first, not credited with the RBI. There is a throw to first, and it gets away. And Dunn, on the second error of the inning, moves up to second base.
You know, one thing I want to make a mention, there must be not a lot of moisture around here because every step, every action, every throw, I mean, it feels like everything, dust just absolutely kicks up and, you know, hurls into the air. I mean, there's just dust everywhere.
There's a swing and a miss, throw to third, it's low, and not in time. So Dunn steals third. There's a swing and miss by Caden Smith, but he is quickly behind at 0-2. So a runner at third base, still only one out. But Smith is down, no balls, 2 strikes. 5-2, it's been A lot of offense here. And that one clips him. It runs inside, hits him in the hand on an 0-2 pitch. Smith gets a free pass by taking one off the hand.
Yeah, probably the best thing in your situation as a batter to pretty much get out of that. You don't have to keep eyeing it and waiting to see if it's a ball or a strike. Just get one that rides in, hits your elbow, and you're good to go.
And a bunt is put down by Becker, and beautifully done. No play at first, and everybody is safe. So I'm not about sure, but I think we had the order down wrong, because it thought it should have been Wishrup at the plate, but that was Becker.
Regardless, that was a great bunt by Becker. Just went straight up in the air. We saw a bunt like that in the last game, too. This one, a little more arc to it, but it went right down. He had the speed to get to first base. That allowed the runner on third. That was done. Got him home. And now you're only within a two-run game already when you gave up five runs in just the first inning. You're only down by two.
So a bunt single that produces an RBI for Gannon Becker. And all of a sudden, it's a 5-3 game, still only one out. So Hiawatha has come right back after they gave up five runs to Seneca in the first. They have scored three and still have two on and only one out.
And if Hiawatha can keep this going, they have Ashton Rocky now pitching. And let me tell you, I've seen the kid the last couple months in Legion League. He can keep this team in it.
Here's Cooper Wishrup, the Horton Charger, with a swing and a miss there to make it no balls, one strike. Smith at second and Becker at first. And a little slow roller to the left side, but foul, and Wishrup quickly down 0-2. Well, we saw Caden Smith get down 0-2 a couple batters ago, and then he took one off the left hand, so got a free pass after falling behind. McKee really desperate for out number two. The pitch. And it's fouled straight back, stays 0-2. And we saw Hiawatha turn a 6-4-3 double play to end that first inning. I'm sure that is what Seneca would like here. And an 0-2, high chopper, stays inside the line, and it's booted away by the third baseman, and everyone is safe. That will be an E5.
Yeah, unfortunate
error of the inning.
Yeah, really big unfortunate error by Smith out third base. It just popped up right in front of him. You figured it'd been an easy force on third, but no. I mean, even the runner who was going to third was like, "Well, I'm going to get out," but no.
Now the bases are loaded for Camden Thone in the right fielder, and he gets hit by the pitch, and it's now 5-4. What a first inning!
I mentioned this beforehand. These two teams, they've went match to match right next to each other. They've replicated through all the matchups they play together. It's been decided by one-run games because they can just go right off of each other. And right here, just the first inning alone, we've had that display.
Well, the bases are loaded. Still one out. It's now a 5-4 game. And Peyton Teal now with an opportunity as he falls behind 0-1. There's a swing and a miss. He quickly... now behind at 0-2. Well, we've seen multiple batters here in the last few get behind 0-2. Smith got hit by a pitch. Wishrup down 0-2. He gets on via an error. And now on an 0-2, a little slicer. Could be two. Flip to second for one. Throw to first. Not in time. And the game is tied. They get it out at second. But the run is in. And a 5-5 game here in the first.
Not only that, but Hiawatha also resets to the start of their batting order, which is what Seneca had. So Seneca, they scored five runs going through their entire order, and then things finish with the 6-4-3 double play that was able to, for Hiawatha, get them out of that inning before they give up any more runs. But
real quick, we got the umpires beating out. The Seneca coaching staff is talking about something. Don't think anything's going to change here, so. Two outs, a 5-5 game here in the bottom of the first.
Well, this also kind of all goes back to the very beginning, the drop strike. It is a strikeout, but what should have been an out, unfortunately, it was not.
And here's Josh Smith, who struck out yet reached, and a throw to second gets away, and now a throw is not even going to be tried, so the double steal is put on, and scoring from third is Wishrup to tie the game.
Yeah, Jack Mackey did not have
to take the lead, beg your pardon.
Yeah, Mackey did not have the on-the-line throw that he wanted. It was far, far right, and it allowed the runner who was on third to get home pretty much please.
Oh, look at that. Hiawatha spotted Seneca 5 runs in the top of the first, and lo and behold, they have taken a 6-5 lead in the bottom half and still have a runner at second base and 2 down. 2 balls, no strikes now on Josh Smith. The pitch is inside, now 3 balls and no strikes. What a first inning. 6-5. And that is a 4-pitch walk. Seneca needs just 1 out to get out of this. The only outs recorded, again, Jacobson struck out. And then Thonin was out at second on the fielder's choice by Teal. Now 2 on and 2 out. First pitch to Jacobson missing for ball number 1. The 1-0 is popped up in the infield. It is very high. This is going to be a tough play, and the catch is made by the shortstop in Kramer. But how about that first inning? 11 runs between the two in Hiawatha, a 6-5 lead. Second inning coming up next here on KNZA.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Springtime means new life on the farm, but it also brings unpredictable weather. Protect your investments from the shocking dangers of lightning strikes with a policy to safeguard your livestock. Don't let a storm wipe out your livelihood. Contact your local SBS agent today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company. Were you the customer? Are the owner.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball, it is brought to you by Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Luke Dillon Electric, with over 20 years' experience in commercial, residential, new construction, and remodel. Call Luke 785-851-0785. And Helena Agra Enterprise, people, products, knowledge. Give your crop a boost with Coron. Also want to thank McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Well, how about this one? Seneca and Hiawatha in the nightcap combined for 11 runs on 6 hits in what was a 30-minute first inning. Seneca batting first, scoring 5. Hiawatha comes back with 6 of their own. And we got ourselves a 6-5 game going into the top of the second inning. Pretty wild stuff.
Well, one thing I kind of mentioned earlier in that inning is now Ashton Rocky is up here on the bump, and he's going to be pitching now for Hiawatha. I've seen him this year. He's done a great job of keeping control of the game, so I think he can keep things going for Hiawatha and keep things in control. But, of course, if you're Seneca, you want to flip that.
And here's Cooper Kramer, 2-3-4 in the Seneca order, and that one just missed him inside. Now 1-1. 5 runs on 4 hits for Seneca Post 21 in inning number 1. Kramer followed by Garrity and then Dieters. Hiawatha with a 6-5 lead. Next pitch by Rocky is in the dirt. Makes it 2-1. The flags are down. They're literally just not really a touch of wind at all. It is very calm here this evening as Rocky Just missed outside there. Now 3-1.
Oh, it's definitely a perfect night. I mean, it's nearly a black sky, just a little bit of a purple and pink horizon, just a little left over in the background, but for the most part, it's getting dark.
There's a called strike, and the count runs full. 3-2 here on Kramer. Well, there were a lot of postponements and cancellations throughout the summer. Seneca playing in their 18th game tonight. And this is game number 32 for Hiawatha. That pitch just missed the strike zone for ball four. Kramer works a leadoff walk here in the top of the second. So here is Reese Garrity. A walk in his first at-bat with score on an error. One on, nobody out here in the top of the second. Rockies pitch is a swing and a miss for strike number one. 6-5, Hiawatha here in just the second inning. Jacobson started, recorded one out, but Rocky had to come in and take over in relief in that first inning. He's going to try to string something together here. A potential tying run at first. Kramer takes off, called strike, throw is a little bit late, kicks away, and that is a stolen base for Kramer.
Well, here in this game, we've already seen plenty of stolen bases by both sides, and unfortunately, there's been a lot of offline throws. And even in the first game, most of the throws were just kind of too far right, too high, too low, and so far, kind of the same thing here. We've only seen one really close call at second base.
Well, the count right now favors Ashton Rocky. No balls, 2 strikes, runner at second base, nobody out, top two. To Garrity. Is a little bit up for ball number one. So 1-2. Jonah Dieters due up next. And a 1-2 outside. 2-2. So this matches, out of the 4 games these two teams have played, 6-5 was the highest scoring game. Well, they've already matched that here, and we're in inning number two. So it appears it's going to be a lot more than that. Garrity slicing one foul back into the netting. Stays 2-2. The other finals, 5-2, 5-4, and 2-1. These were all very low-scoring competitive games.
Well, we've played a team multiple times, especially in the way they played them, where it was like a consistent back-to-back weeks they played them. So they're 4 straight game opponents against each other. And in that time frame, you had enough time to kind of get settled in with the different kind of pitchers and players on each team.
3-2. Outside ball four. What an at bat for Garrity. Got behind and ultimately works a walk. So now first and second, nobody out. Here's Jonah Dieters. So Seneca trying to come right back after giving up a 5-0 lead in the first. Now trailing 6-5, have their first two on here in the second inning. And the pitch is fouled straight back. And Dieters falls behind it. 2-1. 2 RBI single for him in the first, and he's got 2 on and nobody out here in the second. 6-5, Hiawatha. High scoring affair early. There's a called strike to make it 0-2.
Well, Rocky's got to secure this count here. He's already ahead of the batter with 2 strikeouts, 2 balls. Has to make him swing.
He's got to want to get that first out of the inning. There's a foul ball just off the inside part of the bat, so Dieters stays alive at 0-2. Well, if you missed it, Corning defeating Doniphan County 15-5 in 6 innings in game one. So the winner of this one will face Corning tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. And that pitch runs inside and hits him on an 0-2 pitch. And the bases are loaded with nobody out.
Well, it seems that the umpire is going to go up and talk to Rocky real quick. Just a quick check-in, and it's pretty much over now.
Boy, it's going with both games tonight. Pitching has been an issue for really all 4 teams.
You know, maybe it's nerves, a lot of the kids, because it's not just one pitcher. It's pretty much been all the pitchers have kind of suffered a little bit of nerves and to get those bumps out of the way. And it's been bumps all right.
Well, Seneca trying to get the lead back pretty quick. Bases loaded, nobody out. The infield is in. Peterson takes one outside for ball one. He reached on an error and scored in that five-run first. There's a foul ball straight back. One ball, one strike. What also didn't help, five errors between the two teams in that first inning. And this one is lifted out into the gap towards left center field, and that baby drops in for a hit. One run is in. Here comes Garrity chugging around. It's a two RBI hit for Caden Peterson. And just like that, it didn't take long for Seneca to retake the lead at 7-6.
Great hit location again between center field and left field. Just a favorable spot of tonight, just right in between that gap. It drops, and now a mound meeting is going to get called.
Boy, is Hiawatha having to go to a third pitcher already. And they have burned two of them. Two good ones here. Well, we'll see. It looks like Jacobson's going to keep the rock. But it is now a 7-6 lead. I think I said 6-5. That's not the case. But it looks like we're going to get another pitching change. So not even an out recorded in the top of the second. Hiawatha onto their third pitcher of the game. We'll tell you about it. After we come back from a timeout right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Who are you going to call? MCR Towing. That's right. MCR Towing is who you want to call for all motorcycle needs. Armed with an enclosed trailer, winch, and the right training, we will terminate your fears for your motorcycle by turning your nightmare into another great story to add to the books. Who are you going to call? Let there be no doubt in your mind. MCR Towing, 785-459-2500.
KNZA.
Two on, nobody out here in the top of the second inning. Seneca has retaken the lead on Hiawatha here. It is 7-6. And again, not an out recorded in the top of the second inning. And Crendon, Hiawatha's in, don't want to say hot water, but already onto their third pitcher. It's been a struggle.
Yeah, we saw this in the last game where it was Duncan County was the team who got to their third pitcher first. And already here, the third pitcher in the second inning is not a good look. And they're trying to battle their way through this game, but they're still in it.
This is hit well, out to center field. But Rocky is there, makes the catch. Runner will tag from second to third, so that is Dieters tagging up to third. But Schmidt will fly out to center in a much-needed out number one. As, again, Gannon Becker, the new pitcher for Hiawatha, and that is the first out of the second inning. So now first and third, one out. Here's Mackey, who singled and drove in a run in the first. A 7-6 game, just the top of the second inning. Pitch by Becker a little bit high here to Mackey. One ball, no strikes. Runner at third, Dieters. Runner at first is Peterson. Not much of a lead for either side. Here's the pitch, and a foul ball. Makes it one ball, one strike. So again, if you lose this game, it's not over. It's a double elimination tournament. But the last thing you want to do is burn multiple arms, and could really make things interesting going into maybe matchups tomorrow. It'll be interesting to see what the matchups are and kind of how the pitching is kind of divvied up between the four teams, because again, that's been kind of the key storyline tonight is pitching has been a struggle for all four teams. A lot of walks, a lot of wild pitches. Seen, six, seven, eight hit batters between the two games so far. Just been a little erratic on all fronts, but here's an 0-1, correction, a 2-1 count. That one just missing upstairs. So now 3-1 here on Mackey with Carter Hike due up next. Seneca 5 in the first, 2 here in the second. They lead it 7-6. There is a called strike to make it 3-2. I think that's the third time tonight we've seen on maybe a 3-1 count where the batter thinks it's ball 4, leans towards first, the umpire rings it up for a strike. Big 3-2. And a swing and a miss. And Becker with a monster strikeout for out number 2.
Yeah, big strikeout needed. And tell you what, that's the first time I've seen a pitcher all tonight come in as a substitute, and his first batter, he strikes out. So Becker to be able to come in and get that rhythm and going, that's good.
Well, Becker comes on. First two batters he faces, Schmitz flies out, Mackey strikes out, and he has a chance to get out of it with just the 2 runs allowed by Ashton Rocky. There's a throw to first. Back in safely is Peterson. They're at the corners now with 2 down. 1-0 the count here on Hike. He is 1-for-1 with a single. And takes one, a called strike, and it's 1-1. And defensively, Jacobson's now at third. Rocky's back in center, and there's a throw to third, and taking second base was Peterson, and Wishrup tried to maybe catch the runner at third off guard, but Peters wasn't having it. So second and third, 2 outs, 2-1 the count. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a miss by Carter Hike, and it's now 2-2.
It looks like Becker right now, he's just rolling with it. 2 straight outs here, and he's got a chance to get another strikeout.
There's a swing and a foul off there by number 42, Carter Hike. Stays 2-2. A 7-6 game with 2 outs in the top of the second. That pitch is high. So now Hike works it 3-2 with Strathman due up next. The third pitcher already in the game for Hiawatha. And it's high, ball 4. A big time at bat for Hike. The bases are loaded now with 2 outs for Strathman. He drove in a run with a single in his first at bat. Now has the bases loaded with 2 down. His team leading 7-6 in the top of the second, trying to add more. There's a swing and a miss at the first offering, and Strathman drops behind at 0-1.
Well, he wants to come up there and get aggressive early, which is not a bad idea. You know, he sees his runners in scoring positions.
And he'll pop this one up. Foul and out of play. Quickly drops behind at 0-2. The winner of this one gets Corning tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. The loser will face Doniphan County at 6 in an elimination game. That off-speed pitch just missing outside. 1-2. Eighth batter to come up in the inning. 2 runs have scored. 2 runs are on. There are 2 outs. And there is a swing and a miss. And down goes Strathman to end the frame. So Becker comes in relief and limits the damage. And at the end of 1.5, a 7-6 game. And we're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, our story started decades ago in Hiawatha and Sabetha, and it continues because of you, our customers, our communities, and our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. We see potential, ideas, innovation, and growth everywhere. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing.
Discover Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, specializing in diesel pickup and pickup repair. Their tire services are top-notch with an expanding fleet for on-the-go assistance, stocking a variety of tires, ensuring fast in-and-out service. Need mobile tire repair for ag, over-the-road, or commercial tires? They've got you covered at Becker Repair. Their skilled team handles general vehicle repairs, including semi-trucks, ATVs, and UTVs. Prioritizing customer satisfaction makes them one of the most respected choices in the region. Come experience the passion for quality service at Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball presented by Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Also want to thank Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. Game two of our doubleheader tonight, and it has been a doozy through one and a half. 7-6, Seneca in front. McKee back to work, facing Ashton Rocky here in the second. Jumps in front, no balls, one strike. And the pitch, called strike, and it's quickly 0-2. So again, if you're just joining us, Seneca, the road team in this game, scored 5 runs in the first. Hiawatha followed with 6 runs in the first, took a 6-5 lead. Seneca scored 2 in the second, and we're batting here in the bottom of the second with Seneca leading 7-6. Good eye there for Rocky, 1-2. Done to follow Smith after that, as McKee continues to work. Just runs inside. 2-2. Rocky singled and scored in his first at bat. Drove in a run. Key's pitch is high, and the count now full, 3-2.
Well, McKee came out nice and aggressive, had 2 straight strikes, and unfortunately now he's put it to a 3-2 count.
Well, he faced 11 in the first, and now issues a leadoff walk in the bottom of the second as Rocky is on for a second time. Here's Sam Dunn, reached on a fielder's choice, got the second on an error, stole third, and came around to score. Adventurous trip around the bases for Sam Dunn in inning number one. He's got Rocky at first base, nobody out. Rocky represents the tying run. 7-6, Seneca here in the bottom of the second. Playing in Seneca, but Hiawatha, the home team, being the higher seed. That pitch gets away, and Rocky was taken off, and even a good pitch and catch in, I don't think gets Rocky at second base. That is a stolen base. Number 2 on the night for Rocky. Now just like that, a base hit could tie the game. 1-0 count, and it's sliced out of play to the right side and foul. Now 1-1 here on Sam Dunn. Well, partner, it's been quite the game so far. Not even 2 innings in.
Yeah, this game's already lasted, I believe, 45 minutes on our time, but it's already becoming a late game. Hope it's not past anyone's bedtime at home, because this one's going to run probably a little past 10:20, at least.
Oh, 10:20. Goodness gracious. It's going deep into the night, and we're glad to be a part of it if you're out and about. There's a swing and a miss by Dunn. Evens the count. 2-2. Rocky at second base. Nobody out. A 7-6 Seneca lead in the home second. Just missing a little bit upstairs. And Rocky and Dunn here in this second inning really making McKee work. And another 3-2. A swing and a miss, but the catch made by the catcher and Mackey to secure the first out. Big first out here in the home second.
Yeah, great job by Mackey having that control to be able to, or that glove, catch it and record that first out. Kind of help his pitcher out a little bit.
That's the second strikeout for McKee. Here's Caden Smith, hit by a pitch and scored in the first. He will show bunt and pulls it back. Called strike, throw to third in time, but the throw is low and gets into left field. Rocky, too much speed, and the throw does not matter as we're tied at 7. Another throwing error. As the throw by Mackey Lowe getting out to left field.
Yeah, Rocky had a nice slide into third base. Not only that, but he was able to turn his body, jam his right hand right into the ground, pick his body up, momentum forward, and sprint right into home plate, and was able with that speed to score the run the tie of the game, 7-7.
It is 7-7 here in the bottom of the second. It is 1-1 on Caden Smith with now nobody on. Adventurous game continues here in Seneca tonight. And that one just runs inside. 2-1. Now on Smith. So that leadoff walk does get around to score. McKee sets and delivers. Fastball outside. 3-1. See if he takes all the way. The 3-1. Is outside, he does, 4. A one-out walk. Smith at first. Here's Gannon Becker, who had a bunt single and an RBI. Down a beautiful bunt in his first AB that scored a run. Everybody was safe on that at bat. Would come around to score as well. It is 7-7 here in the second. Smith at first, still only one out. The key out of the stretch and delivers, and it's a swing and a miss for a strike. And a throw to first. Ooh, nearly got him, but Smith gets back in time. No balls and one strike here on Becker.
Tell you what, one thing I really like right now is that Seneca is just letting Reed McKee go out there and pitch his game, right? He's already given up 7 runs, but he's still out there. He's still doing his best, and he's not in the batting lineup. He's designated to be at that pitching position, so he's just going to get that chance to be out there and grind through all the bumps this game.
Well, Becker rips it out to left field for a base hit. Just caught the inside part of the bat, finds the hole between Schmitz and Kramer at third and short, respectively, and now two on and one out. Now Becker, 2 for 2, a couple of singles.
I'd like to make a mention. We got big crowds here. I mean, we're coming on to about 10 o'clock now, but these people, I mean, they're night owls. They're out there hooting and hollering for their teams and giving some good excitement here.
Well, just hope Captain Kurt back in studio didn't lean too far back in the chair. Might be dozing off a little bit with us, but we're hanging in there. A 7-7 game in the second inning, 2 on and 1 out. Now first pitch swinging. This ball is drilled by Wishrup, and that baby is all the way to the wall in left center field. One run is in. Wishrup stops at second. The one run is in as Smith scores, and they will stop Becker at third. As Hiawatha retakes the lead, it's 8-7, and that is an RBI double by Wishrup.
Yeah, deep shot straight to center field. I mean, you're talking about a straight fence down the center by 340 deep, so that one, they just cleared right over the center fielder. That would have been Ashton Rocky.
Wrong side. But it looks like Seneca is finally going to make the change, and it looks like we believe I see a new pitcher maybe coming up here. I didn't see the ball taken away from Reed McKee, and it will still be McKee. Okay, so they don't make the change. I thought for a second there maybe they had taken the ball from him, but boy, man, at this point you just got to grind, man. You just got to throw strikes, let your defense do some work. An RBI double there by Wishrup has given Hiawatha an 8-7 lead, batting in just the bottom of the second.
Well, I think Seneca just kind of, you know, he knows his players like, all right, man, just keep battling out, keeping through those bumps and bruises because our offense is still going. They're still rolling. So just stay in there, stay comfortable, and try to find a rhythm, try to find a flow. Because right now, at least your offense is backing up all those runs given up.
Well, Thonin, Camden Thonin, the right fielder, hit by a pitch with the bases loaded in his first at bat. Fouls away the first pitch here. He's got Becker at third and Wishrup at second base. Base hit could score two. Next pitch a little low and outside. 1-1. So this inning is gone. A walk, a strikeout, a walk, a single, and a double. 2 runs have scored. Hiawatha has retaken an 8-7 lead. To think, Hiawatha spotted Seneca 5 runs in the top of the first. There is a called strike. And now Thonin has it. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Second and third. Still only one out. That next pitch is low. It gets underneath the catcher. Everyone taking off, and everyone's going to be safe. Becker scores on the wild pitch. Another run is in. It's now 9-7. Now Wishrup goes to third, and the count runs full at 3-2 here on Camden Thone in the right fielder. Ground ball, right side, good field by the first baseman. That'll be an out, but it will produce a run. So Thonin with his second RBI, he'll ground out to third, or excuse me, to first for out number 2. Wishrup scores. And it's now 10-7 here in the bottom of the second inning. Now two outs and nobody on.
It'll be interesting to see what Hiawatha does when it's their time to shine.
Oh, and that first pitch by McKee runs inside and drills Teal. And the inning continues.
I have to say, when Seneca, when they get their chance back, is right now both teams, they're just going right next to each other.
17 runs have been scored, and we're not through two innings yet. A 10-7 Hiawatha lead, batting with two on and one out here in the second. They have already plated three, or correction, four. Here's the pitch. There's a miss, throw to second, and it's kicked away out into left field by the sliding Teal. He steals second and ends up being safe.
Yeah, it looks like he's doing a soccer play right there, a little slide and the kick. The ball just went out to left field.
So again, this is Josh Smith at the plate, the 2-0 count. His third at bat, and we're only in the second inning. We'll take a called strike here, and it's 2-1. He reached despite striking out in his first at-bat because the ball got away from the catcher, and then he walked in his second at-bat. There's a swing and a miss. And it's, correction, now 1-2. Runner at second base, 2 down. What a game we have had to this point. There's a pitch just missed outside. It's now 2-2.
Good job staying patient by Josh Smith. I mean, that one clipped just the upside corner, but he stuck with it.
He's trying to get out of the inning. Popped up right side. Does it have enough to stay in play? Just gets out of play and stays 2-2. Runner at second base is Peyton Teal. A 2-2 count, two outs. Josh Smith at the dish. Hiawatha leading 10-7 here in the bottom of the second. They have already plated four. To think they were down 5-0 after a half inning. And now it's roped out into left field, and that baby drops inside the line, and that's an RBI hit. Smith, a long turnaround first. He'll hang there. It's an RBI single. It's now 11-7.
Yeah, continue the fireworks show. I mean, we are continuously going with this one. Hiawatha taken away, 11-7 now, but we've seen how both offenses have been.
What's 11-7 backwards? 24 hours, 7-11.
Oh.
Thank you for that. Well, the inning continues. Jacobson takes one low and inside for a ball.
I'll tell you what, since you're talking about gas stations, Hiawatha, they're fueled up right now, and they got the gas to go.
There's a called strike. Good throw to second. The tag is applied, and we get our first base runner caught stealing, and that ends the inning. Well, Smith might have got off the bag late, but nonetheless, more damage done. How about it? 5 runs in the bottom of the second inning. After being down 5-0, all of a sudden, Hiawatha finds themselves in front 11-7. To the third inning we go. It's American Legion Baseball on KNZA.
If you're a small business owner, it's time you got some credit for everything you do. You need a partner in a bank that shares your commitment and dedication. You will find that banking partner at Union State Bank of Horton and Evers. From equipment and real estate loans to checking and savings accounts designed for small businesses, we have the tools you need to make running your own business just a little easier. Visit the MyBankUSB.com website today and you'll find the small business bank services you need. Union State Bank of Horton and Evers, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Uniwheels, golf carts, motorized bikes. Oh my, there are plenty of ways to get around these days. Most are fun, but can be dangerous to the operator and often meet the definition of a motor vehicle in your home insurance policy. Most home insurance policies exclude liability coverage for motor vehicles, so if you cause an accident, you may be paying for it yourself. Learn more from the professionals at Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha. 785-284-7611. 785-284-7611.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, thanks for hanging with us. Game number two tonight of our American Legion Zone 3 tournament doubleheader on KNZA. It's Hiawatha now leading Seneca by a score of 11-7. Just hit the third inning of play. And Becker back to work for Hiawatha. First pitch swinging is the top of the order here with Evan Oberding. And fouls it out of play, makes it no balls and one strike. hit by a pitch, scored in the first, has also grounded out into a double play. A wild one here in game number two, as Becker missed the zone somehow there, one ball, one strike. Kramer and Garrity will follow. Pitch outside, 2-1. To think, Seneca led this game 5-0 after a half inning. And now they come up here in the top of the third. They are down 11-7. That pitch is fouled away. Good swing there, but fouls it over the fence here behind us, and it's 2 balls, 2 strikes. And the windup, and Becker's pitch. Ground ball, shortstop side, fielded by Dunn, and it's booted out into left field. Another defensive miscue, and the lead man on here in the top of the third.
If you would have seen the bounce on it, I mean, it hit the dirt, and then it popped up probably about 15 feet in the air, and it went just right over the shortstop. So I'm not really sure how you make that judgment.
Might be a single. Might go
so
down as a hit.
I think you want to clarify that probably as a single.
Okay.
I mean, it had a bounce and an arc about 15 feet right above the shortstop. I don't even think he was expecting that.
So leadoff hits. Oberding is on. And Becker again is the third pitcher already utilized for Hiawatha. They have gone with McKee, Seneca has, so far through the first two. Puts down a bunt, and it's absolutely beautifully played, and everyone's going to be safe. Not a chance to get Kramer at first base. A perfect bunt down the third base line. Oberding kind of hesitated, maybe wanted to dart towards third, but a bunt single by Kramer, and now Seneca in business. Shocking, right? Two on, nobody out.
Yeah, they've had back-to-back hits. Keep in mind, the hits they had haven't really been in the zone. The weird hit that we just saw by Oberding, it was kind of really inside that the hit. That one, that bone was extended to the outside. So right now, Becker, I mean, he's not really putting anything into the plate, but Seneca's making the plays anyway.
Two on, nobody out. Garrity in now facing a count of 1-1. He has walked twice. He has scored twice. 11-7, Hiawatha here in the top of the third. And here's a slicer just foul down the left field line, and it is now a 1-2 count.
Yeah, just bouncing to the left about 2.5 feet away from third baseline.
Our first game was a Corning 15-5 win against Doniphan County. It was ended in 6. This one is 11-7 in the top of the third, our second game of the night. And there's a swing and a miss. And Garrity down swinging for out number one. That is a good off-speed pitch. Garrity missed over the top of it. 3 strikeouts now for Becker. So now 2 on, 1 out. Still damage. Seneca looking to be had. And here's Jonah Dieters, who takes one missing outside for ball one. 2 RBI single in the first. He's also been hit by a pitch. Becker sets. Nice fake, throws to second. Is the tag applied? It is, and they pick off the runner at second base in Oberding. What a move by Becker there. Had Oberding stepping the other direction, and that hesitation just enough to pick him off at second base for out number two.
Well, not just Becker, but also Smith being able to gather, that catch from Becker and to be able to bring that down and apply that tag. Excellent execution, and it earns your out.
There's a hard swing and miss there. Might have caught a piece of it. Did Dieters. Now 1 ball, 1 strike. So now it's just a runner at first and Kramer and 2 down. Seneca had something brewing, but a strikeout and a pickoff. Quickly 2 down. That off-speed pitch missing there by Becker. Now 2 balls, 1 strike. Good pickoff throw to first, but Cooper Kramer back in safely. American Legion Baseball, Zone 3 tournaments here in Seneca. Game number 2 of our first night. We've had a good game. 2 balls, 2 strikes. A called strike there to Dieters on the inside corner. 11-7 Hiawatha here in the top of the third. Pitch by Becker, just bending outside. The count runs full 3-2 with Peterson due up next. And And the pitch is swung on and missed, and down goes Dieters. Back-to-back strikeouts for Becker. Seneca leaves a runner stranded. First half inning, we don't get a run across, and we head to the home third, 11-7 here on KNZA.
Did you know Highland Community College has been ranked first in student success among all 19 Kansas community colleges for 2 years in a row? Join the nearly 3,000 other students who made the best choice at Highland Community College. Choose a traditional college experience by living in apartment-style housing in Highland, or choose more hands-on technical training by enrolling at the Tech Centers in Atchison or the Western Center in Baileyville. Need flexible hours? Online classes are also available. Summer and fall enrollment is going on now, so start here and go anywhere. Apply at highlandcc.edu. Choose success. Choose Highland Community College.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball is presented by Helena Agra Enterprise. People, products, knowledge. Give your crop a boost with Coron. Luke Dillon Electric, over 20 years experience in commercial, residential, new construction, and remodel. Call Luke, 785-851-0785. Also want to thank Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca. They are online at sailorinsurance.com. Again, Brandon, Crendon, Kurt, all hanging out with you. We are just north of 10 o'clock here on this Thursday night. We appreciate it very much. First of guaranteed 3 nights/midday of baseball. 2 spots in the state tournament, AA state tournament for American Legion Baseball next week in Concordia. Well, 2 teams out of here, Hiawatha, Seneca, Doniphan County, and Corning. 2 of those 4 off the state next week, and we've seen 2 fairly entertaining games, especially here in game 2, going in late, 11-7 Hiawatha after 2.5 innings.
Yeah, we've seen, I mean, great games so far, but if these teams want to have a chance to really compete up at state, you're going to have to figure out the pitching, because you're not going to be able to afford going through 3 pitching changes in 3 innings.
Well, Jacobson starts off here in the bottom of the third. He was at the plate in the last inning, but Josh Smith was caught stealing to end that inning, so he comes back up here to lead off the third and takes 2 quick ones outside the zone. 2 balls, no strikes. Rocky to follow, done after that. Hiawatha leading 11-7 in the bottom of the third. Next one outside, and it's 3-0. Well, we've seen Hiawatha go to the bullpen not once but twice already. Becker's pitched well, third pitcher utilized, but they have used McKee. Seneca has the entire game to this point. Tosses a called strike in there to make it 3-1. So again, and the defense has not helped. Seneca has committed 4 errors in this game, and that 3-1 missing high for ball 4. And that is a leadoff walk to Jacobson, and that brings up Ashton Rocky, who has singled and walked and has scored 2 runs. Trying to build on an 11-7 lead here in the bottom of the third. A pitch by McKee in the dirt gets away, and that allows Jacobson to take second base on the wild pitch. You know, maybe you're thinking strategic-wise, they're trying to get as much out of McKee as possible. Maybe they're thinking about already what they're trying to do pitching-wise for a game time tomorrow.
I mean, yeah, that's kind of how it's been for every team here. It's strategically thinking, you know, how am I going to save all my pitchers' arms for tomorrow? I mean, all these guys, they bring in about 10, 11 players to these things.
Now Rocky absolutely jolts one out to left field, gets over Strothman's head and left. It's going to be extra bases and an RBI as Rocky trots into second base. It's now 12-7 as Jacobson scores from second base.
Well, as the great John Denver would say, for Rocky Mountain High, and Ashton Rocky is rocking it up because he just got his way to second base with the RBI double.
Tell you what, man, if you were just thinking of these off the cusp, that is fairly impressive. I will give you that. But right now, think about this. Hiawatha was down 5-0 after a half inning. Now they are up 5 in the bottom of the third. It is 12-7, and a runner at second base, and still nobody out. Sam Dunn takes one low and in the dirt for a ball. He has reached on a fielder's choice, has scored a run. He has also struck out, and he swings and misses at that one to make it 1-1.
You ever think these parents at home hate that I make so many puns about their kids' names?
I would hope not. You know, I think they'd hopefully find some common ground with it, appreciate the aspect of it, but you never know. 2-1 now the count, as Dunn takes one a little bit outside. Thanks for hanging with us. I know it's late, but we're going the entire way. Dunn fouls this one away. Count evens, 2-2. So our first game, which we thought went a little bit longer than average, was basically about 2 hours and 15 minutes. And again, that's usually a little bit longer than the average time, maybe for games that we've done for the most part this year. And there's a called strike 3 on the inside corner. Dunn, maybe not thrilled with that call, but nonetheless, McKee a big out number 1 here in the inning. So Rocky at second base, now one down. Here's Caden Smith. He has walked and has also been hit by a pitch. He has scored 2 runs. 12-7 Hiawatha here batting in the home third. First pitch off speed in the dirt, ball 1. Winner gets Corning tomorrow night in a winner's bracket game. Loser gets Doniphan County in an elimination game. And right back up the middle, hot shot into center field for a base knock. Too much speed around third. Rocky scores standing. And getting to second base on the throw home is Smith. Productive AB once again. RBI single now 13-7.
Great hit location. And tell you what, McKee, he skipped his leg up in the air because that one, I think it might even hit his foot. But it just had so much power on it, it wasn't going to change directions. It was pretty much dead set to go straight down the field, and it was just a good shot.
Boy, Mackey kind of kicked his leg out, nearly got a foot on it to try to maybe keep it in front, but couldn't stop that one from getting out into center field. So Smith at second base, still only one out. Here is Becker. And okay, here's something that we had been talking about. So when we got the lineup, it was Wishrup, then Becker after Smith. But in that first inning after Smith, it was Becker who came up. And we kind of looked at each other like, okay, like, is that not going to be stopped? So now I think they're finally, like,
addressing that.
And I don't know what the actual, like, ruling is here.
Well, you know, we've seen that a couple
because
times
they did
throughout the year where that's happened. There's been some substitutional change. And you just said
so the umpire just called it out.
I think, is that just going to be just a charged out?
So we had one of the Seneca guys kind of like crept in here and was like looking at us like, hey, like what's happening here? Like they messed this up. So again, I don't know exactly what the ruling is, but Wishrup and Becker should have followed Smith. But in the first inning, it was Becker than Wishrup. And they've played it now 2.5 into 3 innings. And I want to say the Seneca coach maybe tried to address that maybe earlier in the game. So again, we're trying to figure out what exactly is going to be the ruling here.
But, you know,
we saw the ump gesturing out.
Yeah, no, he was gesturing out.
Pointed towards the dugout.
Dugout in general. Like I said, I'm not sure what you'd put to the ruling.
So, again, both guys have batted twice, essentially out of order.
Yep.
Kurt, back in studio, if you're awake, you can maybe look up a ruling on this one.
Yeah,
been helping us out tonight.
Yeah,
so
he was doing
props
homework in the first game, too, because we were trying to figure out the Kansas Legion League record for amount of steals in one game. We had Dustin Beach just diving any time he could. You know,
well, we were told
steals.
9.
We were told
Beach
9.
Beach ended that game with 7 steals despite a loss. Well, now we're trying to figure out exactly what's happening. Well, it looks like Becker is still going to bat.
I wonder if they're just going to change the... They just say, we live in with it. They put it out up there on the scoreboard, so I think that they're just going to... So when they call it out, there's two outs. It will be Becker with a fresh count. So two outs. This will be the first pitch to Becker. So he's still going to be up, and his first pitch is taken low for a ball. You still have Smith at second, but now two outs. So they take it out, but keep the order from what I'm seeing. And this is hit well. Down the line and left, and it drops in for a hit. It's fielded well, but it's not going to be enough to get Smith at home. That is another extra base hit. It's an RBI double for Becker. Well, after all that, Becker comes through.
I tell you what, already I can tell you who is going to be this game's MVP. It's looking to be Becker. He's done great hitting-wise, and also he's been able to come in and change the trajectory when it comes to pitching and holding things down Hiawatha defensively. So he's already looking to maybe be possibly an early player of the game for Hiawatha as he sits up there, as he was able to get his stand-up double.
Here comes a meeting on the Hill. If I didn't know any better, or if the people out there didn't know any better and turned us on and I told you the score, you'd think maybe football. It's 14-7. And I think we are going to get a Seneca pitching change. So we'll step aside, let you know who it is. After a timeout, the Wild game continues here late night on KNZA.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time. Focus. Dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
For a free insurance quote, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
Are you in need of specialized healthcare services? Look no further than the Sabetha Community Hospital Outpatient Clinic. We offer a wide range of specialties right here in your local community, from cardiology to orthopedics. You can access top-notch care without having to travel to the city. For more information, visit our website at sabethahospital.com. We're committed to keeping quality healthcare close to home. Sabetha Community Hospital Outpatient Clinic, your health, our priority.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
KNZA.
Well, Seneca has finally made their first pitching change. McKee is out. Evan Olberding is in as Hiawatha is still batting in the bottom of the third. They have scored three runs. Their lead is 14-7. Defensively, McKee goes out to center field, and then they bring in Carter Hike, who's going to be playing at second base. Again, pitching has been rough for really all parties tonight. That includes our first game with Doniphan County and Corning. Corning would go on to win 15-5. But once a half inning into this game, Seneca led 5-0. Hiawatha batting with two outs and one on in the bottom of the third, lead at 14-7 now. So Olberding will face Wishrup. Or it looks like we're going to have it's Thonin. As again, they took the out with Wishrup again with the lineup confusion. So another pitch outside here. So Thonin, who is drove in two runs tonight, kind of unconventional ways, hit by a pitch with the bases loaded and then drove in one on a ground out. Takes a strike here. Now two balls, one strike. Runner at second base is Gannon Becker. Having her RBI double. That one just missing outside. Three balls, one strike. Teal on deck.
Oh, over.
Harding just has to, you know, find the rhythm, find the groove.
And a foul ball out of play makes the count full, 3-2. So McKee really battled. Couldn't quite get through three innings, 2 2/3. And the defense did not help a ton with four errors in the first two-plus innings. Led to some unearned runs. But Oberding just trying to limit it. And that pitch just missed the outside corner, ball four, and the inning continues.
Yep, that was a good check swing there, too, also by Stone. And he pulled it back, didn't let it get too far in front. Probably still about a foot away from the plate.
There's Teal. Two on, two outs. Three in, 14-7, Hiawatha, bottom three. First pitch by Oberding to Teal is a called strike number one. Teal reached on a fielder's choice in the first, has also been hit by a pitch, and has scored a run. And has also stolen base. There's a called strike on the outside corner. Quickly falls behind. No balls, two strikes. Just trying to get out of the inning is Oberding. Ooh, and the 0-2 bends in there. Doesn't get the call, and it's 1-2. Great pitch. Just didn't get it.
Yeah, it was a nice change in the pitch sequence coming from the fastball to the change.
Another bender. This time didn't quite get down, and it's 2-2. Becker at second, thrown in the runner at first. A wild game here, just three innings in, and there's a foul ball that Teal just barely caught a piece of. Stays alive at two balls and at two strikes. Cornyn gets the winner tomorrow night. The nightcap at 8 o'clock. Doniphan County will get the loser of this one in an elimination game. Top two teams qualify for state next week. Out in Concordia, we'll have it for you. Believe should be beginning next Friday. Of the game times later on next week, so stay tuned for that, but still got a couple good days of baseball for you. There's a foul ball down the left field line, stays 2-2. Teal battling here with Oberding. RBI doubles in the inning by Ashton Rocky and Gannon Becker, sandwiched in between there, an RBI single by Caden Smith. Another curveball just missing high, and it's 3-2. Don't want to get it to the top of the order with the bases potentially loaded if Teal walks. Oberding fires. Called strike three on the outside corner, and Teal is down looking. So Oberding limits the damage, but three more across, and the football score holds true after three innings of play. Hiawatha 14 and Seneca 7 here on KMZA.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
Kimes ES of Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kimes offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimesES.com to learn more. Kimes Trucking of Sabetha, we make it happen.
KNZA.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. They are locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. And Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. Brandon Tamman, Crendon Profits, Captain Kirk Kilman. Nightcap here in Seneca. Zone 3 American Legion Baseball Tournament. Corning a winner in Game 1 over Doniphan County. And right now, Hiawatha leading Seneca 14-7 as we start the top of inning number 4. Caden Peterson will lead it off. Camden Schmitz will follow. And Jack Mackey after that for Seneca, now having to put a rally together. Runs aplenty, and Becker back to work. He has pitched well in relief, and now first pitch swinging. Little slicer to shallow center field, and it drops in for a hit. It is a leadoff single for Caden Peterson. And that'll bring up the third baseman, Camden Schmitz.
Well, so far in the game, every leadoff man has been able to manage to get to first base, and that's just kind of the complimentary of how this entire game has been. Everybody's just been able to get to base, and each inning has started off with a, you know, really efficient leadoff man.
Throw to first, Peterson back safely. Again, Becker, the third Hiawatha pitcher in the game tonight. He took over in the second. So again, the pitching got off to a rough start, but there's a throw to first from the catcher in Wishrup back safely. So they're definitely keeping an eye on Peterson at first. Schmitz has been hit by a pitch. He has also got a fly out to center. Bats from the left side. Tad open on the stance. A swing and a miss at a high fastball. And it's one ball, one strike. Runner at first base, nobody out. Top of the fourth. Becker's pitch, a swing and a miss. And one and two now the count.
Yeah, back-to-back fastballs where Schmitz just a little late on it, which, I'll tell you, he's got a fast swing, just Becker's fastball is just, well, faster.
Both right on the inside corner. There's a high fastball missing upstairs, two and two. Again, said it once, said it a couple times, but Seneca, the away team in this game, scored five in the top of the first. There's a swing and a miss, and down goes Schmitz for out number one, and that is now four strikeouts for Becker in relief.
And that was some fire pitching right there from Gannon Becker. I actually haven't seen him pitch all year. Usually he's out there playing shortstop, but let me tell you, he's done absolutely incredible tonight on the mound.
Well, Seneca led 5-0. There's a throw to first, not in time, but now batting here in the fourth. They look up at the scoreboard, see they're down a full touchdown at 14-7. Hiawatha scored 6 in the first to take the lead. They scored 5 in the second, 3 more in the third. Good pitch, but just missed outside. And the count now on Mackey here is 2 balls and no strikes. Jack has got an RBI single tonight, also has struck out. There's a swing and a miss, and now it's 2-1. We'll have 2 games for you tomorrow night, same times, roughly 6 and 8. The two losers of the games tonight at 6. The two winners will play at 8 o'clock. So one team will be eliminated tomorrow. We'll be down to 3 teams. Just missing inside. 3 balls, 1 strike now on Mackey with Carter Hike due up next. Seneca just trying to put something together, get some runs on the board, chip away. They're down 14-7 in the top of the fourth. 3-1 is outside ball 4. So 2 on and 1 out. Here's Carter Hike, who has reached twice, a single and a walk. So just confirming, that was ball 3 and into ball 4, so Mackey does walk. And here's Hike, in 2 at-bats, has reached base twice, a single and a walk. 2 on, 1 out. Fouls the first pitch back into the net. No balls, 1 strike. Just missed on the inside corner there. 1 ball, 1 strike. I was doing some counting in my head. So between the 2 games, the 4 teams, with the 2 pitchers that we have, 1 on each side, we have seen 11 combined pitchers in this roughly game and a half we have seen so far tonight. So it's really going to make things interesting moving forward, how these innings are kind of divvied up with some of these guys, considering a lot of them had pretty early exits in these games tonight.
Yeah, tomorrow's going to be pretty interesting on who we're going to see come up on the mound for, well, all these teams. Not just one of them, it's all of them. It's going to be interesting to see maybe who comes back in. I mean, you're going to be seeing a lot of familiar pitchers, I'm sure, tomorrow.
Hike takes one outside. The count runs full here. 3 balls, 2 strikes. 1 out, 2 on. Top of the 4th inning, 14-7. touchdown advantage for Hiawatha. Legion post 66. Little slow dribbler to the right side, fielded by Smith, underhand to first, and just got it in time for the out. So a ground out moves the runners up, but Hiawatha gets the all-important second out of the inning.
But it's a positive out. You progress the runners. Runners now in scoring positions on second and third base, and it allows a chance here for Strothman to, you know, hit a base hit for a single and possibly score two.
So it is Caleb Strathman, a single and an RBI and a strikeout as well. He's got second and third and two down. It's up to him to bring him in, and he'll foul the first pitch out of play to make it 0-1. Umpire calls last baseball. He's going to need some from one of the two team sides to help out there. There's been a lot of foul balls in this game tonight. So we're down to the final ball. One ball, one strike. Keep it in play. If you lose it, you lose it. Here's a 1-1. High chopper. Field it. Nice hop. It's short for Dunn. Throw to first in time. So Seneca gets two on and only one out, but are unable to score. 3.5 in, we head to the bottom of the fourth inning with Hiawatha leading Seneca 14-7.
It's never easy or convenient when your truck breaks down, on the road or in the field. Floyd's Truck Repair can get you back going quickly with experience and efficient service. No matter what the problem is, how big or small, Floyd's Truck Repair, the trusted choice for 40 years at the old junction of Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest. Providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation, no job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Hi, this is Doug Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ads, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our fresh meat and produce department. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
Kansaland Radio.
You buy KMTS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Highland Community College, close to home but far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. And Holt House Auto House in Fairview, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Corning victorious in game one. Hiawatha, a 14-7 lead here in game number two against Seneca. Brandon, Crendon, Kurt, all with you. First night of at least three of the Zone 3 tournament games here on KNZA. Two teams going to state next week out in Concordia. We'll have that for you when we get there, but two games tonight here in game two, of course, two games tomorrow night, and then two more on Saturday. Those games Saturday at 3 and 5. We hit the bottom of the fourth inning, Hiawatha leading 14-7. They got top of the order here against Evan Olberding. Josh Smith will lead it off, fourth time in as many innings. And a bender in there called strike, and it's 0-1. Smith, a strikeout, a walk, and an RBI single. He has also scored a run and has stolen a base. The 0-1 by Olberding is hit well. Left side, fielded at third. Long throw is high and off the bag, and it's an error. That was a very nice play to field by Schmitz at third, but his throw was a rocket shot, but too high. It pulled off Dieters at first, and that allows the runner in Smith to be safe.
Yeah, you pretty much painted the picture perfect. It was just a great collection in the glove of the left hand, and then he turned, made that throw, but unfortunately just a little sky high, and the Dieters couldn't come down and tack up on the base.
Five errors now for Seneca in tonight's game, and the first pitch to Jacobson is outside for a ball. Jacobson has struck out, he has popped out, and has walked and scored. 14-7, Hiawatha's lead. Came in with a 22-9 record. But again, lost to Corning in the Summer League Championship game on Sunday afternoon. That final was 6-3. Corning, they have won back-to-back league championships as Jacobson hacks at one and fouls it away. And it's one ball, one strike. Josh Smith at first, thanks to an error. We are in the bottom of the fourth. Jacobson from the left side. And a throw to first. High throw, but Dieters just pulled it down. And Olberding sets and fires. Pitch a little bit low, makes it 2-1. It's hit well to right field, and that baby drops in for a hit. Fielded nicely and brought in quickly, so just the runner advancing from first to second. And now 2-1 and nobody out. Jacobson's first hit of the night. He has now reached base in 2 of his 4 at-bats.
Yeah, great. Very strong, but shallow hit out to the right side. Basically, Hiawatha, you kind of maybe hope that kind of had a little more speed to it to get down, but regardless, it's a good base hit for a single.
So 2-1, nobody out. First pitch here to Rocky is outside for a ball. Well, Rocky's been solid offensively. He had a tough night on the mound, but a single, a double, a walk, 3 runs scored. He is driven in 2. Takes one outside, 2 balls and no strikes. Opportunity here for Hiawatha to add to a lead, and now this is hit well. Tailing towards the gap in right center. Hike looking up, and it's going to one-hop the fence. Extra bases and multiple runs potentially. They'll round 1, they'll round 2. Throw gets kicked away, and 2 runs are in on an Ashton Rocky 2 RBI double.
Well, I won't make the same joke twice, but Rocky, well, he's climbed the mountain here, and he's done some incredible stuff. The back-to-back 2 RBI doubles on his last 2 up at-bats has been massively impressive, and now he's made a 16-7 game. I mean, it's only 1 run away from being a 10-run lead. I don't know the run rules at this point. We've kind of talked about that before. It feels like it kind of changes a lot of the times. I'm not sure if that's different because we're in zone tournaments here, but...
Well, we are going to get another pitching change. Olberding is out, and still nobody out with a runner on in the bottom of the fourth. Hiawatha continues to pour it on. We'll step aside for a timeout, and we're back right after this.
The answer is yes, SBS.
For comprehensive coverage that fits your life, trust SBS Insurance. Whether it's life, personal, farm, or commercial needs, we've got you covered. Call us today for tailored insurance solutions that protect what matters most. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, once down 5-0, Hiawatha an opportunity here to maybe end this game via the run rule, as Seneca has to go to the bullpen again, bring out a new arm. It's going to be Anthony Leaguer, who is off the bench. And we're trying to get just kind of some of the defensive alignment here. As again, there were a lot of moving parts for Seneca in the last inning defensively. I know Kramer's still at shortstop. Hike is out in center. Dieters is at third base with Schmitz at first. I'll apologize if we miss. Sometimes it is hard to see or really get kind of notified on some of those defensive changes.
Well, Homework Kurt, back at the studio, was able to notify us and tell us that it should be a 10 after 4.5 run rule here. So if Ashton Rocky does score, it technically should be the game, 17-7. But
we have been wrong 9 times out of 10 in regards to the run rule yet. And Kurt has definitely been smarter on those fronts than us here. But
don't give him too much
credit.
See
what happens. Well, right now it's a 16-7 Hiawatha lead, and now a called time by the umpire. And they intentionally walked Dunn. I believe that's what it appears. So they put Dunn on.
Yeah, now they're going to face Caden Smith, who
has had a really good night. He has been hit by a pitch. He has walked. He has singled in a run. He has been on base 3 times and has scored 3 runs. And he hits it well. Center field. Hike playing it, though. Comes in a few steps. Makes the catch. For out number one.
I mean, for a leaguer here, I mean, that's pretty much all you need to do. Just throw down the middle and hope you get a good pop-up or a good bounce on the ground, and you can get one of your playmakers out there. I mean, I'm not sure, I mean, what leaguer's skill set is. I haven't seen a whole lot of pitching from Seneca, but if it gets the job done, it gets the job done.
So, again, we had some confusion with the lineup earlier, so it is Wishrup here. And just foul. Out in front of that pitch. No balls, 1 strike. Not going to explain too much of it. Ultimately, Hiawatha had to take it out last inning because they had Wishrup and Becker, respectively 6-7 in the order. And then when we got up to it the first time around, it was Becker, then Wishrup. And it went that way a couple of innings before they finally pointed it out. Right here it is. Wishrup. Fouls another one away, so 0-2. Wishrup has reached on an error. He has doubled in a run. He has scored twice. First and second and 1 out, but the count 0-2 on Wishrup.
Well, Mikey calls a quick timeout to talk with his pitcher. You know, he's got the batter right now, an 0-2 count. Probably just discuss what pitch they want to bring to him and get that strikeout.
Olberding sets and fires an 0-2, waiting on it. High fly ball left field, playable. And the catch is made, and a couple of flyouts there back-to-back, and now there are quickly 2 outs.
As I mentioned, just find the zone and hope you get a good pop-up or a good bounce on the ground. And it's worked for 2 straight outs now.
Wishrup retired there. Becker has had a good night as well, a couple of hits. Actually, 3 hits, 2 singles and a double. He has scored twice. He has driven in 2. First pitch missing inside for a ball. So 2 on and 2 outs. Rocky at second, Dunn at first. Back-to-back flyouts by Smith and Wishrup. Now Becker is up. Fouls it straight back, 1 ball, 1 strike. 16-7, Hiawatha here in the bottom of the 4th inning. They have scored in every inning. 6 in the first, 5 in the second, 3 in the third, and 2 here in the 4th. Runs credited, a 2 RBI double by Rocky, but he is still stranded at second base, now with 2 outs. Pitch to Becker. Is a called strike, and it's now 1 ball, 2 strikes. Leaguer sets and fires. And just out in front, towards the cars, wait for it. Ooh, car was safe. That was out towards the vehicles.
Well, Becker, he's going to have to protect now.
Still 1-2.
But 2 outs. This is a great chance to
maybe end the game. He can put one out there. Another foul ball. So a good battle here. Oh, good job by the Seneca side to keep it in play. Stays 1-2. Well, it has been a grind for about everybody in this doubleheader tonight. Corning in 6 innings defeated Doniphan County 15-5. Now we got a Hiawatha 16-7 lead in the bottom of the 4th. 1-2 is fouled out of play.
Well, Becker, he's just being aggressive here. He's got to have to protect. He's down two strikes. He knows he needs to get that hit. If he gets this out, I mean, the game will continue going to the fifth inning. And you know, of course, Hiawatha can shut it out the top and then try to score a run. But they have a chance to get rid of the game here now.
There's a swing and a miss. And down goes Becker. So Leaguer out of the bullpen, getting the job done. So we will head to the fifth, a 16-7 score. Back after a timeout here on KNZA.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Superman, a hero on call 24/7, responding to the world's greatest emergencies and untimely disasters. Like Superman, MCR Towing is ready for any emergency with our fully equipped service truck. Unlike Superman, we are the real deal, responding to your untimely disasters. We're prepared to save the day with tire changes, unlocks, and fuel deliveries. Our primary goal is to get you back on schedule quickly and safely. Remember, MCR Towing when disaster strikes your schedule.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. And Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, they are open 7 days a week with great specials. Brandon Tavin, Grinden Profits, and Captain Kirk Kilman, studio producer, just shy of 11 p.m. on this Thursday night. And our second game of this Zone 3 American Legion Baseball Tournament has Hiawatha leading Seneca 16-7. As Becker goes back out on the rubber for Hiawatha, he has pitched very well in relief and has kept this Seneca offense at bay after they scored 7 runs in their first 2 innings. And it will be the top of the order for Seneca. Fourth time around, it is Olberding. He has been hit by a pitch. He has singled and has also grounded out into the classic 6-4-3 double play. Takes first pitch inside, and it's 1 ball, no strikes. Becker's pitch, that is a called strike. It's 1-1.
Tell you what, Gannon Becker, he's done a great job on keeping the goose eggs on the board against Seneca when he came in, of course, in that second inning.
Slicing one down the right field line, and that stays in for a base knock. So on a 1-1 count, Olberding, his second hit of the night, goes back-to-back here to lead off the fifth, and he is at first base with nobody out. Here is Kramer. A couple of walks, a bunt single, 2 runs scored, and a stolen base. Well, we have a lot of marks and numbers and stats across our sheets here tonight. A lot of at-bats for both games. Throw over to first. Olberding back in safely. All games tomorrow night as well at 6 and 8. Right back here in Seneca. Donovan County awaits the loser of this one in the 6 o'clock contest. Corning awaits the winner in the second game. Here's a 1-0. It is high. Now 2 balls and no strikes here on the number 2 man in the order, number 6 on the jersey, Cooper Kramer. From the left side, open on the stance. Becker out of the stretch and fires, and a called strike to make it 2-1. Garrity to follow. A 16-7 Hiawatha advantage. Hiawatha the 2 seed in this 4-team bracket, Seneca the 3 seed. Next pitch missing, now 3-1. Becker works quickly, and it's a little bit outside, ball 4. So 2 on, nobody out. Here is Garrity. And it looks like Hiawatha wants a meeting on the bump. Again, Becker has pitched very well in relief. But is he done?
Well, you really want a fresh pitcher out there, especially because if you can just hold this inning, this top of the inning, to zero, and you can just score one run in the bottom, and you finish out the game. So we'll see if it's just a timeout for mentality and just kind of a, hey, you know, relax a little bit. I think that might be the case here, and it will be. Dan Becker will stay up on them.
Becker has struck out 5 in 3 innings, roughly. He has walked 3. Seneca has 2 on, nobody out here in the top of the 5th, trailing Hiawatha 16-7. First game of this tournament for both of these teams. Becker's pitch is a little bit outside. And pitch hitting here is Reed McKee, by the way, for Garrity. And a strike call makes it 1-1. So again, Garrity had walked twice and had struck out. McKee started on the mound, was taken off, but now we'll get his first chance at the plate. And he hits it well. Line drive right back into center field, and it drops in front for a hit. And a throw to third gets away, and everyone's going to be safe. So Olberding had to kind of wait, make sure it wasn't going to be caught. It lands in front of Rocky in center field, and now the bases are loaded with nobody out.
Well, I'll tell you what, Rocky had a nice arm and got a good throw to Jacobson. Jacobson just couldn't secure that firm catch from third base, or else he could have maybe made that tag out.
So here is the cleanup man with a cleanup opportunity. Bases loaded, nobody out. Here is Jonah Dieters, and he pops up the first pitch. Sky high, shallow right field. It is the shortstop to make the catch. And that is Josh Smith to record a very important first out for Hiawatha.
And for Hiawatha, it's just staying patient, staying calm, staying collected, and just trying to get your outs as they come by.
So the base is loaded. Now one out. Olberding at third. Kramer at second. McKee at first for Caden Peterson. Has reached on an error. Drove in 2 with a single in the second, and he also singled in the 4th. Takes one high here from Becker for 1-1.
So I love the energy that we still have going on in the crowd. We got people screaming and yelling, and man, they're keeping this thing pretty well hyped despite being pretty close to midnight.
They might be trying to just stay awake with the noise and all the movement. You never know, but fans are certainly enjoying this one here. 1-1. Here's the pitch, and it's hit well. Deep left center field, and this is going to be trouble as it gets by and drops all the way to the warning track. 1 run is in. 2 runs are in. 3 runs are in. It's a bases-clearing double for Caden Peterson. And just like that, it is now 16-10.
That is the first 3 RBI we've seen of the entire night. And just an incredible bases clearing double.
Peterson has now driven in 5 of the 10 runs. A 3 RBI double there. He had a 2 RBI double, or correction, 2 RBI single in the second as well. 16-10, still only 1 out. First pitch by Becker in there to Camden Schmitz for strike number 1.
Well, the last thing that Hiawatha wanted unfortunately happened. I mean, they had a chance that they could maybe end this game in this inning, and they still do, but it's going to be a little tougher, and they still got to get out of the top here.
Well, 3 runs in on 1 swing of the bat. Seneca still down 16-10. Here's a 1-1. This is a slice down the play foul to make it 1-2 on Camden Schmitz. Seeing a lot of runs tonight. 15-5, the score in Game 1, and now we got 26 combined runs here in Game 2.
Yeah, 46 total runs within between the two games we've gotten.
Game and some change.
Oof.
Dang near 50 runs across, and a lot of them probably unearned. And a slicer to left field, and that drops in for a hit. Gets it in quickly, and the run holds at third. So now first and third, still only 1 out.
Well, if people love high-flying baseball with plenty of runs, then, well, you're in for a great night. In fact, if this is any teaser to what the rest of this zone tournament is going to be like, I mean, we got guaranteed 2 nights left, as you mentioned, I mean, this is going to be a pretty fun tournament between all these four teams that are playing each other.
There's a throw to first and back in safely. It's Aiden Feldkamp, by the way, pitch hitting here for Mackey. We have seen Feldkamp as a courtesy runner tonight, but gets his first opportunity inside the box and takes a called strike, and it's 0-1. So Mackey again had singled with an RBI in the first, also a strikeout and a walk, but Feldkamp will bat for him here in the fifth, and there's a foul ball out of play, and Feldkamp quickly behind at 0-2.
Becker, a great chance here for the strikeout. He really likes going to the low zone, right corner.
Here's an 0-2. Just missed inside. One ball, two strikes.
Yeah, Becker brought a nice change up there to try to get that last out, or excuse me, the last strike for the out.
And just reaching out and lining it back up through the hole and into shallow right center field for a base hit. It's an RBI. Another run is in. It's 16-11. On a two-strike count, just reaching out and punching it through a hole. And Schmitz goes first to third with ease, and an RBI for Feldkamp.
Well, a chance to stay in this game, only within five runs now.
16-11, what a score. Maybe a courtesy runner coming out here, potentially.
Well, we've hit the 10:50 mark, so we're good about a good 10 minutes away from 11 p.m. So, shout out to all the folks sticking with this one.
Oh, yeah, it's a late night. We're okay, though, a little bit. Guess what? Tomorrow's Friday.
Tomorrow's Friday.
So, got here, so they put Strathman at first as a courtesy runner, which makes me believe that they are going to have a pitch hitter in the next at-bat, called strike there to Hike. No balls, one strike. Becker throw to first. Good throw, but just back in time is Strathman, the courtesy runner. 16-11, Hiawatha. Four runs have scored here for Seneca, so they're just trying to get themselves back in it, doing the best they can, and there's a swing and a miss. Now throw to third, and just saved up safely. Strathman able to get down to second base. But the count is 0-2 on Hike. Still only one out, though.
Well, another count that Becker is at the advantage.
Fastball missing high, 1-2. So again, Leaguer, who came on to pitch off the bench, he will be the next man up. As Hike takes one outside to make it 2-2. For as bad as I am as keeping a clean scorecard in baseball, games like this do not help. There's a swing and a miss, and down goes Hike. Big strikeout for Becker. Make it number 6. And two outs for Leaguer. So, first at bats for Anthony Leaguer in this game. First pitch missing for ball one. Takes the spot again of Strathman, who was 1-for-3 with an RBI single. One ball, no strikes, two outs, two on. Next pitch called strike, and it's 1-1.
Well, Leaguer's got a great chance here to drive in some runs, make it a closer game. There's the scoring position on second and third.
And a little foul ball there, back to the screen, and it's 1-2.
Well, he's got to protect now with the 1-2 count, but he can still locate that pitch, find it nicely. A single here puts it within a 3-run game.
1-2. Popped up and foul. Stays alive. Schmitz, the runner at third, and Strathman, the courtesy runner at second base. As again, Becker trying to get through four innings in relief. Chopper to the right side, could be fielded, and on a nice hop, bobbled, late throw is in time. They get the out, so near disaster there, but Hiawatha gets that illustrious final out to get out of the inning. But Seneca not going anywhere. They plate four We got a 16-11 Hiawatha lead at the bottom of the fifth we go here on KNZA.
At Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, our story started decades ago in Hiawatha and Sabetha, and it continues because of you, our customers, our communities, and our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. We see potential, ideas, innovation, and growth everywhere. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing. Lender.
Discover Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, specializing in diesel pickup and pickup repair. Their tire services are top-notch, with an expanding fleet for on-the-go assistance. Stocking a variety of tires, ensuring fast in-and-out service. Need mobile tire repair for ag, over-the-road, or commercial tires? They've got you covered at Becker Repair. Their skilled team handles general vehicle repairs, including semi-trucks, ATVs, and UTVs. Prioritizing customer satisfaction makes them one of the most respected choices in the region. Come experience the passion for quality service at Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
16-11 is our score as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. American Legion Baseball here on KNZA, presented by Helena Agra Enterprise. People, products, knowledge. Give your crop a boost with Coron. Also want to thank McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Leaguer back to work. Brandon Tabman, Crendon Profits. Kirk Kilman here on KNCA. Well, there's a lot of things we can talk about with this game here tonight. First of three nights. Tomorrow night, two more games for you, 6 and 8 o'clock, about the same times. And Saturday, game times at 3 and 5, two spots. AA Legion Baseball State tournaments up for grabs next weekend out in Concordia. Seneca and Corning were both there last year, and they both have opportunities, of course, again, to maybe get themselves out there again. But right now for Seneca, they're down 16-11 as Hiawatha comes up here against Leaguer in the bottom of inning number 5. And it'll start with Thonin. That's from the right side. So bottom two in the order, and then back up to Josh Smith. The first pitch by Leaguer taken for a strike, and it's 0-1. McKee started. Went not quite three innings. Olberding in relief, helped out, and then Leaguer took over last inning. A wild one here tonight in Seneca, although Seneca the away team. Nice curveball there by Leaguer, and it's quickly 0-2. Teal to follow Thonin, and then Smith after that. Once we get back to the top of the order, Hiawatha, it'll be their fifth time through. Fastball missing outside, one ball, two strikes. Chance for Leaguer to maybe get things going here with a strikeout. He's ahead at 1-2. Bottom of the fifth inning. Thrown in from the right side. The pitch is taken for a called strike three. Down he goes for out number one. Second strikeout for Leaguer. Goes back to back.
Yeah, nice start for Leaguer. Just get things rolling. Obviously, your offense is starting to start clicking, so now it's time for defensively to get things back rolling.
And the first pitch is a little bit inside here to Teal. Ball number one. Has reached on a fielder's choice, has been hit by a pitch. He has struck out. He has also stolen a couple bases. 1-0 by Leaguer. Is outside to make it 2-0.
Unfortunately, for Seneca, they kind of slumped in the third and fourth inning. The first inning putting up 5 and then 2 in the second, and then they were able to help themselves by putting up 4 in the top of the fifth, but have to keep things going.
Next pitch runs inside, and it's 3 balls, no strikes. I didn't get enough education. If we continue to score runs, like, I'm going to not be able to count as if we keep getting higher, so... There's a called strike to make it 3-1. One out, nobody on here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Hiawatha leading this one 16-11.
Well, it's a good thing all you have to do is do addition. No other fancy stuff.
Yeah, it's still kind of tough. It is still tough. Called strike on the outside corner makes it 3-2. The top of the third and the top of the fourth, the only half innings we did not see a run scored.
Now a 3-2 offering. It's hit right back up Broadway and into center field for a knock. And Teal is on for a third time in the game. Nice piece of hitting there. And a one-out single back up to the top of the order with Josh Smith, who is now at bat for a fifth time.
Yeah, I'm trying to look up in the sky to see if there's any stars, but I'm not seeing any stars yet, so that might come later into the night. But we got a pitch-black night.
Well, couldn't ask for a better evening. Temperature-wise, even when that first game started right after 6 o'clock, it was only 82, and it felt like 85. And Smith, for a fifth time, takes a pitch outside for a ball. He has struck out, he has walked, has reached on an error, and is singled. And Leaguer fires in a strike to even it up, one ball, one strike. Teal at first base with one out. Hiawatha scored 6 in the first, 5 in the second, 3 in the third, 2 in the fourth. They have scored in every inning. They lead at 16-11. Leaguer pitches, 1 in the dirt, and it kicks away, and that allows Teal to get to second base on a wild pitch.
Leaguer just got to get into control. Saw one of his little batters face.
Well, the late night has not sent fans home. Everyone's still here and watching this one unfold as we're in the bottom of the fifth. Runner at second base, 2-1 count, Leaguer's pitch. A little bit inside. And Smith now in front, 3-1.
Well, you'd like to assume most people are still watching, trying to see if I see anyone leaning a little bit back in their chairs.
There's a foul right back into the net. Count full, 3-2, Jacobson up next. All four teams in the two games tonight, they don't have many subs. It's about one or two a pop, so there's a lot of rotations, especially games that get kind of out of hand like this. Another foul ball there, so Smith really battling here, stays 3-2.
But that's what makes it really interesting about the pitching situation, because if most of these teams are only bringing, you know, 11, 10 guys, how many of those guys on your team can pitch, can, you know, throw a ball down the middle at least a decent rate of 60 miles, 70 miles an hour? I mean,
well, again,
that's what
you're
looking for.
Yeah, again, between the four teams, we've seen 11, 12 pitchers combined in the two games tonight, and there's a pitch just missing inside for ball four. So a good at-bat for Smith. And a one-out walk puts him on. He's at first. Teal still at second base. Here is Jacobson. A strikeout, a pop-out, a walk, a single, 2 runs scored. Up for a fifth time. 16-11 our score here in the bottom of the fifth. Winner gets Corning in the nightcap tomorrow night. Loser gets Doniphan County in the first game at 6. Ground ball hits off the mound, and then it ricochets out into shallow right. Overding couldn't handle it at second, and everyone's going to be safe, including a run in. And Teal scores to make it 17-11.
That puts the Hiawatha Braves back up here. Now they're up by 6. That one run could have possibly ended the game if not for the 4 runs given up in the top of the fifth, but regardless, still a chance to end things. It's still a 10-run rule, so they'd have to put up 4 more runs here with one out. They got runners in the corners.
This was an awkward hop for Olberding to kind of calm that one at second base. It'll be a hit and an RBI for Jacobson. Smith at third, Jacobson at first. Teal scored on that last AB, so it's now 17-11. Hiawatha continues the trend of scoring in every inning. Leaguer's pitch is a curveball in there for a strike. And Rocky drops behind at 0-1, but boy, what a night he's had. A single, a walk, a double, and a double. He has driven in 4. That pitch runs inside and hits him. So now the base is loaded with one out.
Well, I'm going to assume, if it's still the 10-run rule, Sam Dunn currently, right now, he would be representing the game-winning run. He's up at the plate. Only one out, base is loaded.
Quick meeting on the bump.
see people stretching, and I'm right there with you.
Oh, I've been doing all kinds of HIIT workouts in here. I feel like a yoga mom in their 30s right now, just doing jumping jacks and jumping around. I mean, I'm trying to do my best to stay active here.
A yoga mom in her 30s doing jumping jacks.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing okay. Right here. And you know what?
Making sure that's what she said.
Yeah, I mean, look at the outfielders, too. I mean, they're kind of having to shake their legs a little bit, jump around. They're doing all kinds of moves just so that way they can stay active. I mean, it's a long night.
Foul ball here to Sam Dunn. First pitch by Leaguer, so it's 0-1. Smith at third. Jacobson at second. Rocky at first. One run has scored in the bottom of the fifth. 17-11, Hiawatha leading. Trying to put the finishing touches on a late night of baseball. Trying to cap off the first night of this Zone 3 tournament with a victory. Leaguer needs to try to get an out somewhere. And this could be trouble. Deep to right center field, and that finds the gap. This could clear them all. One run is in. Two runs are in. Three runs are in. They'll hold him at third. It is a bases-clearing triple for Sam Dunn.
Awesome play. Sam Dunn, as I mentioned, what I'm going to assume is the game-winning run here. And the best thing that you could have in that situation is to clear the bases and be able to get yourself in a scoring position, because now that makes things way easier that he was able to get himself to the third base, because Caden Smith only has to have a productive in-play out here to get his runner from third to home. End of here. It's a 20-11 game.
It is 20-11. And Seneca at one point led this game 5-0 after a half inning. Ground ball, infield's in, they got to play home. The throw is late, and that's going to end the game. An RBI at 21-11 as Caden Smith drives in the winning run, and this one has finally come to an end in five innings. Well, who would have thunk? But our broadcast is coming to an end just north of 11 o'clock here tonight, but we got to recap it for you, get our player of the game in as well, but that's going to do it for us here in five innings for game two. Hiawatha post 66-21, Seneca post 21-11. Our post game is next right here on KNZA.
At Union State Bank, we are rooted in tradition, but always looking forward. That means that while we are always focused on delivering the latest advancements to our customers, we are grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of our business. Each of our eight branches has its own community history while enjoying the advances we can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank, we celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. Thank you for your business. Union State Bank, NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Storms rolling in from the west. Time to call Roy or Eric at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. They can provide immediate hail coverage on your growing crops over your federal multi-peril through Farmers Mutual Hail. You heard it right. Immediate, no waiting 2 hours or till midnight for your coverage to attach. Call Kansas Insurance today to learn more. 785-284-7611. Put it in your phone. 785-284-7611.
Do you know Highland Community College has been ranked first in student success among all 19 Kansas community colleges for 2 years in a row? Join the nearly 3,000 other students who made the best choice at Highland Community College. Choose a traditional college experience by living in apartment-style housing in Highland, or choose more hands-on technical training by enrolling at the Tech Centers in Atchison or the Western Center in Baileyville. Need flexible hours? Online classes are also available. Summer and fall enrollment is going on now, so start here and go anywhere. Apply at highlandcc.edu. Choose success. Choose Highland Community College.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that. which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your local shelter insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Faint in Holton, for a free insurance review.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
Our lengthy night of American Legion Baseball has finally come to an end here on KNZA 103.9 alongside Crendon Prophet, Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tamman with you. A wild night of baseball to kick off this Zone 3 tournament. Corning a 15-5 win over Doniphan County in Game 1. And who would have thunk it would be followed by a 21-11 five-inning win for Hiawatha Post 66.
Yeah, just an incredible win for Hiawatha. Both teams had 13 hits. Obviously, when you look to the error department, Hiawatha only had two errors compared to Seneca, who had five errors left on base. Seneca had nine left on base, and Hiawatha had seven left on base. So things kind of represented, you know, kind of went with each other. I think it comes down to, well, what statistic really, you know, helped Hiawatha have 21 runs compared to Seneca having only 11? Well, it came down to pitching. It came down to walks, it came down to hit by pitches, it came down to just kind of all the those niche stats, and that stuff is what kind of opened up the game. And that's not only what we saw in this game, but it's what we saw earlier when we saw Corning play against Northern West. So it's going to be really interesting going into tomorrow, because we saw 12 pitchers today in just 5 hours, and that's pretty amazing that we saw that many.
Quite a few of them went less than an inning.
Yeah, quite less, didn't even finish the inning that they were in. So it's going to be interesting to see what arms come out start tomorrow and who's flexible. Because we mentioned all these teams are bringing about, you know, 10, 11, 12 players. How many of them have arm talent to go up there on the bump and throw pitches to at least a decent speed of 70 miles an hour? You know, I'm not sure. But overall, I mean, we've had great baseball in the terms of high scoring, high flying. I mean, you go back to that first game, there was 20 runs total scored, 15-5, the Corning victory, but here 21-11, a total of 32 total runs. I mean, that's just incredible. We went over 53 total runs the entire night.
Yeah, and have to imagine what has tomorrow in store for us. So we'll be excited. So again, the two losers in the first game tomorrow from tonight's game. So it'll be Seneca and Doniphan County in Game 1, 6 o'clock. That's an elimination game, and then followed by the two winners, top two seeds in Corning and Hiawatha. So a couple good games once again on tap for tomorrow night, which we'll have for you right here on KNCA once again. All right, real quick, McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. I am so bad at keeping a legit scorecard for baseball. When we have games that go like this, it's hard for me to keep a clean sheet. But you know what is clean? The game that Ashton Rocky put together offensively at the plate. For Hiawatha, 5 at-bats, he reached base all 5 times, did have a walk, was hit by a pitch, but a single, 2 doubles, 3 stolen bases, he scored 4 runs, and he drove in 5.
Ashton Rocky.
Production.
Yeah.
Production.
No.
Look up production in the dictionary. You're going to see that stat line.
No, you just mentioned clean. He played a clean game. Yeah, Ashton Rocky did amazing. I mean, his last name didn't represent that. I mean, he says Rocky. Well, it was not a Rocky game at all. It was a very smooth game. And
offensively. Now, he would tell you differently. It was kind of a struggle pitching, because he did.
Yeah.
He did have a little struggle early on the mound, but he made up for it in bunches with what he was able to do at the plate.
Yeah, when you were able to bring, I think what you said, 4 runs just by himself and then 5 RBIs, I mean, when you can literally score nearly like 50% of the runs that your team had, that's incredible numbers. And even if he did give up a couple defensively, he did his job. He did what he needed to do. I wouldn't be surprised if you see him get the start at the bump tomorrow for Hiawatha. We've seen him do that throughout the entire year. Maybe that's why we didn't see him go very deep, and instead Becker came in for his placement, because most likely Ashton Rocky, I'd say he's probably one of the higher pitchers on this Hiawatha team. But other than that, not only is he a great pitcher, well, he's a great at-batter. And as you mentioned, he played a very clean game. And how else better can you get to be when you can reach base all five times, have five RBIs, have four runs, and have even two doubles?
Yeah, three stolen bases as well mixed in there. Ashton Rocky, again, congrats to him. McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. 21-11 in five innings. Hiawatha post 66, win number 23. They're now 23-9. Seneca drops to 11-7. As again, Seneca will play Doniphan County in an elimination game. 6 o'clock tomorrow. Hiawatha and Corning after that in a winner's bracket game. Again, after that one, both games on KNZA. All right, let's run through the final tallies, and then I promise we will get you out of here, especially you, Kurt, back in studio hanging with us. We appreciate it. All right, here we go. Unofficially, of course, with these numbers. Hiawatha post 66. 21 runs, 13 hits, 2 errors. They left 7 on base. And for Seneca post 21, they finished the night 11 runs, 13 hits, 5 errors, and they left 9 on base. Game time, 2 hours and 14 minutes, and we are back to it tomorrow evening. Beginning at 6 o'clock, we'll be on the air maybe 5, 10 minutes prior as Seneca takes on Doniphan County in an elimination game. It'll be Hiawatha and Corning in the nightcap, hopefully maybe a little bit closer to that 8 o'clock start time. We were a little late tonight, but thanks for hanging with us. It's just the first of the next couple of nights we'll have it for you again. American Legion Baseball Zone 3 tournament here in Seneca. Again, our final scores from tonight's action in the first game, Corning 15-5 in 6 innings over Doniphan County. And the late game tonight, 21-11 in 5 innings, Hiawatha defeating Seneca. Well, until tomorrow night, for Kirk Kilman, Brendan Proffitt, I'm Brandon Tabman. We'll see you tomorrow night, bright and early mid-evening, right before 6 o'clock here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.